This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على من بعث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm your brother Abu Abdissalam speaking to you live from the blessed city of Mecca in our studio. So, alhamdulillah, we have our studio set up. Many of you have already seen this in Mecca. And alhamdulillah, we have a little bit of new equipment as well in the studio, which has made it a lot easier for us to go live, alhamdulillah. Because before we had a really, really old machine that was kind of controlling everything in the studio. And it would take like ages. I think it was like a 8-year-old machine, 8 years old. So alhamdulillah, we've upgraded that finally. And alhamdulillah, someone saying the sound is not good. Can you guys let me know in the chat box whether you can hear me fine? And just let me know where you're watching from as well, and whether you can hear me fine or not. I can't quite tell. Just let me know if you can hear me fine. Okay, so here we go. Let's have a look at these chats. Can you guys hear me? Samir Abdullah says, Assalamu alaikum. Where have you been so long from? Bangladesh. MashaAllah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jeanette says, thankfully you are safe from the USA. Jazakallah khair, Jeanette. Jazakallah khair. Thank you very much. Can you guys hear me fine? Just let me know if you can hear me fine. London, yes, I can hear you fine, says Shayullah, Shayuli Mia. Not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Apologies if I'm not. But yeah, so today we're going to talk about something really simple, but something that the Prophet ﷺ said, that if you do this thing, okay, the more you do this thing, the closer you will be to the Prophet ﷺ on the Day of Judgment. So what is that thing? Okay, so let me just... let's just wait for a few more people and then we'll talk about that inshallah. And then I'm going to read all your comments. But while you're here, let me know in the comments below in the chat box where you are watching from and if you can hear me fine. Okay. So the hadith that I wanted to bring to your attention today is a hadith that was reported by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه عن ابن عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة ذات رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. So this means that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه said that the people who are closest to me, or that will be nearest to me on the Day of Judgment, are those who they perform or they supplicate to Allah the most for me, meaning they do the most salah upon the Prophet ﷺ. For example, by saying, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. So whoever says this, also saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, you know, and that is basically making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he sends salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, so what is salah? Of course, linguistically, the word salah refers to dua, but that's when we do salah. However, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does salah, then that is referring to mentioning that person in the company of the angels, okay, in the company of the high ones. So Whenever we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, O Allah, send salah upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're in essence, what that means is we're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that the people who will be nearest to him, the nearest to me, he says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the day of resurrection, will be those who supplicate to Allah more often for me. So this is a really beautiful hadith. And it just goes to show that we should, you know, send a lot of salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, among that, which is obligatory, is when we hear his name. So whenever you hear someone say Muhammad or Rasulullah or, you know, a Nabi, etc., whenever you know, the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, you should always say what? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so the more a person does salah, or he does salah for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, making dua to Allah to send blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the more closer, or the closer that person will be to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the Day of Judgment. So before we continue, let's look at some of these comments. Someone's Madusu says hi. Sajid says hello, marhaba sheikh. Salam from Montenegro. Wow, mashallah. Abela, mashallah. And we have Jeanette who says we can hear you very well. Sajid says long time no see. It has been a while, to be honest. We had some issues in the studio, to be honest, and that's why we had to upgrade the main computer that kind of runs this entire setup. Maybe one day I'll show you the studio. You guys can't really see everything in the studio, but we have a mic just up here, this humongous boom mic staring at me. I've got a camera here and a camera there. I got two TVs, monitors, which are not actually plugged in. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lights. There should be one up there, but the battery ran out. We couldn't be bothered to wait. So yeah, then I have my monitor here. We have this kind of deck that controls the various cameras. I've got blah blah blah. Anyway, you get the idea. And then behind me is a green screen. So to you guys right now it looks black, but it's actually green. And they can change the background. So right now we don't have a background. So inshallah that's gonna be the design team are working on that. And then hopefully in the next few episodes, inshallah, we'll have some nice backgrounds as well. Okay, so Ali Gunther is from California. Safina Bhatti says, Assalamu alaikum. Yes, we can hear you. MashaAllah. Wa alaikum salam. That's a name that I'm really happy to hear. Sajid Mahmood from Bahrain. Naz Barver Hussein says, Assalamu alaikum, I'm listening to you from Leicester. MashaAllah. Safina says she's from Leicester. Safina, how are the kids? Hope they're well. Naz Barver says, we can hear you very well. Governor Dar says, Salam Sheikh. That's it. Governor Dar, he owns, MashaAllah, an amazing restaurant. In London, it's called the Dars, and I'm gonna shout this out. I don't normally do this, but his restaurant is absolutely amazing, and it's especially good after or before watching a football match, right, Governor Dar? Okay. Naz Barver says, I'm listening to you from Leicester. Yeah, we said that. Salima says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Samir Abdullah says, are you busy in the rest of 9 months? Yeah, I am actually quite busy. I have been busy. I don't know if some of you might have noticed that my hand is in a kind of, I've got this splint and like a bandage or some kind of cast around it. I actually had a bit of a car accident. I thought I could fly. So I went over some rocks. It was pitch black. It was the middle of the night. And alhamdulillah, the car landed on all four, so it worked out okay, but I broke my hand over here, so alhamdulillah, could have been a lot worse. Zubair, hope you and your family are doing well, inshallah. Jazakallah khair, Zubair. Alhamdulillah, all doing well. Shehnaz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Watching from Canada. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Samir says, what happened to your left hand? There you go. I just explained that. So, yeah, that's what happened. Car accident. Rima says, assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Wa alaikum assalam. Samir says, may Allah protect you. Ameen wa iyakum. May Allah protect all of you. Abela says, may Allah give you a speedy recovery. Jazakallah khair. I need those du'as, guys. I absolutely need those du'as. So, alhamdulillah, things are really well. It could have been a lot worse. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Allah protected me. So, let's just move on. We have here another hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, in this hadith, إِنَّ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ أَيَّامِكُمْ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ فَأَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فِيهِ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيَّ فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ تُعْرَضْ صَلَاتُنَا عَلَيْكَ وَقَدْ أُرِمْتْ قَالَ يَقُولُ This is really tiny script, I'm trying to read it. قال إن الله عز وجل حرم على الأرض أجساد الأنبياء رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, among the best of your days is Friday. So supplicate to Allah more often for me in it. So this means giving salah upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, for example. For your supplications will be displayed to me. He was asked, O Messenger of Allah, how will our supplications be displayed to you when your decayed body will have mixed with the earth? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has prohibited the earth from consuming the bodies of the prophets. And this hadith is in Sunan Abi Dawud and with an authentic isnad. So this hadith shows that on the day of Friday, we should supplicate even more for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, you know, when you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, you know, the more you do that, what this is saying is that the Prophet ﷺ is informed about this supplication that you do for him. Okay. And he mentioned also that the bodies of the Anbiya, the Prophets, they will not decay. Allah has prohibited the earth from consuming the bodies of the Prophets, alayhimus salatu salam. So in another hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رغم أنف رجل ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي علي. The Prophet said, may his nose soil with dust in whose presence mention is made of me and he does not supplicate for me. And this is رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. So At-Tirmidhi mentioned or narrated this hadith, and he said this hadith is sound. Okay, it's a good hadith. This hadith shows that the one who doesn't, when the Prophet's name is mentioned, and then the person does not say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, or he does not say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then this person, he is, you know, the Prophet is like, it's an expression, all right? He's making an expression. May his nose be soiled with dust. Okay, it's not literally meant, but it's like an expression of, you know, why is he, why not? It's such a simple thing. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the one who does not send salah upon me when my name is mentioned, then he's stingy. All right, it's stingy. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man salla alayya salatan, sallallahu alayha alayhi biha ashra." So whoever sends salah upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send salah upon him 10 times. In another narration, whenever you send salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are raised in rank 10 degrees, 10 stations in rank. 10 good deeds are added to your scale. and 10 bad deeds are taken off your scale. Just imagine all of this for what? For simply saying, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad or sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the like of that. So these are really simple things to do. So from these few narrations, we have seen that it is really important to make supplication for the Prophet ﷺ. Simple deed, really simple deed, huge amount of reward. 10 bad deeds are wiped off your scales, 10 good deeds are added to your scales. You know, Allah sends salah upon you 10 times, meaning mentions you in the company of the angels. And also, you know, if you do it on Friday, then that's you know, better to do it on Friday more than normal, as the Prophet ﷺ said. Okay, now, also you can say As-salamu ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or As-salamu alayka ayyuha al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, wa'an Ali radiyallahu anhu, sorry, an Abi Hurairata radiyallahu anhu, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من أحد يسلم علي إلا رد الله علي روحي حتى أرد عليه السلام رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whenever someone greets me, Allah returns the soul to my body and I return the greeting. What does this mean? This is narrated by Abu Huraira in Sunan Abi Dawood. What does this mean? This means that when someone says, like for example, when you go to the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, as an example, but you can do this anywhere in the world, you say, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, or As-salamu ala Nabi ﷺ, or you know, like you say in your salah, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi, right? What this means is you're sending peace. It's a dua to Allah. It's not a dua to the Prophet ﷺ, obviously, because dua is only allowed for Allah. It's a dua to Allah to send salam or peace on the Prophet ﷺ. So when this happens, when a person does this, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that when someone sends him salam, Allah returns the soul to my body and I return that greeting. Okay? So the Prophet ﷺ is in the barzakh, of course, which is he's physically in the grave. And Allah returns his soul to his body when someone says, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. And he replies to that. He says, Wa alaykum as-salam. Alright? And, you know, so this shows in some narrations, it mentions that the angel will carry that salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he will reply. So, of course, this means that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not actually hear the salam. Because otherwise, what's the point of the angel conveying that salam to the Prophet ﷺ? So he doesn't hear the salam, but the angel carries that salam to him. Allah returns his soul to his body, and we don't know how, we don't ask how when it comes to the matters of the ghaib, the unseen, because this is something that we don't ask questions about, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not told us. The Prophet ﷺ hasn't told us how, but he's told us what? He's told us that Allah returns the soul of the Prophet ﷺ to the Prophet ﷺ so that he can reply to that salam. So this is something, again, we should do a lot. Okay, so what else have we got? The hadith that I mentioned earlier, وَعَنْ عَلِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْبَخِيلُ مَنْ ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيَّ. The miser, the stingy person, is the one where I am mentioned in his presence and he does not send salah upon me. He doesn't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Rawahu Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasan sahih. So Tirmidhi narrated this and he said this is a very good hadith, authentic. Okay. Okay, there's lots of other stuff as well. There's lots of stuff about this narration. Okay, there's another narration in Sahih Muslim. وعن أبي مسعود بن عبادة البدري رضي الله عنه قال أتانا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن في مجلس سعد بن عبادة رضي الله عنه فقال له بشير بن سعد أمرنا الله تعالى أن نصلي عليك يا رسول الله فكيف نصلي عليك فسكت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى تمنينا أنه لم يسأله ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قولوا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد والسلام كما قد علمتم. Right? So we were sitting, says Abu Mas'ud al-Badri, he says we were sitting in the company of Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to us. Bashir ibn Sa'd said, O Messenger of Allah, Allah has commanded us to supplicate for you, but how should we do that? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam kept silent. We were much worried, we were concerned over his silence, and we wished he had not asked him that question. So they're asking the Prophet ﷺ the question, you know, Ya Rasulullah, how do we supplicate for you? Allah mentions in the Quran to supplicate for you, to send salah upon you. But how do we do that? We don't know. So the Prophet ﷺ went quiet. Why does he go quiet? Most likely because he's waiting for revelation. The Prophet ﷺ does not speak, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't speak from his desires. He only speaks revelation revealed to him. So in that ayah, Allah is telling us that the Prophet ﷺ, he's not going to make stuff up. He doesn't speak from his desire, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He speaks revelation revealed to him. So he's waiting for revelation to be able to answer that question. And then, of course, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that this is how you send salah and supplicate for me. He says, say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. He said, say, O Allah, exalt the mention of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and the family of Muhammad as you exalted the family of Ibrahim, and bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you bless the family of Ibrahim. You are praised, the glorified. And then after that, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم continued. He said, وَالسَّلَامُ كَمَا Alimtu. And the way you say salam is how you know. You already know. Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, or the likes of that. There's another hadith where Wa'an Abi Humaid. The previous hadith was in Sahih Muslim. The following hadith is in Al Bukhari and Muslim. Wa'an Abi Humaid الساعدي رضي الله عنه قال قالوا يا رسول الله كيف نصلي عليك قال قولوا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد متفق عليه. So Abu Humaid الساعدي says رضي الله عنه, he says that the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, O Messenger of Allah, how should we supplicate for you? How should we send salah upon you? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi kama barakta ala Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Which basically means, O Allah, send your salah, exalt the mention of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his wives and offspring, as you exalted the mention of the family of Ibrahim, and bless Muhammad and the wives and the offspring of Muhammad, as you, in fact, the whole progeny, as you blessed the family of Ibrahim, you are the praised, the glorious. And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. So we took a few hadiths regarding the importance of sending salah and salam upon the Prophet ﷺ. It's a very, very simple thing to do. Very, very easy to do, light on the tongue. But this is something that when you do this, inshallah, it's heavy on the scales, okay? We already mentioned some of the rewards of that. And we started off this by saying that the Prophet ﷺ said, the one who is closest to me, nearest to me, on the Day of Judgment, is أكثرهم صلاةً عليه, is the one who sends the most salah upon me. أكثرهم علي صلاةً, the one who sends the most salah upon me. So when you send salah upon the Prophet ﷺ, then you are going to be closer to him on the Day of Judgment. Do we not want to be closer to the Prophet ﷺ on the Day of Judgment? So let us make a resolution that we're going to do that from now on. We're going to try and do that every day. Try and increase that on Fridays, when you're walking, on the bus, you know, on the train, while you're driving. You know, you can, these are simple times to be able to lift your ranks, remove sins, add good deeds to your, you know, scales. Allah mentioning you in the company of the angels by name, you. So this is something, you know, there's so much good in this. So let us try and make a resolution. Who's going to make a resolution? Let me know in the comments below while I take some comments. Bismillah, let's read some of these comments. XZY, Asia says, I think you're amazing and you've been quiet for a while. I'm not amazing. I have been quiet for a while. It's been really, really hectic and busy. But alhamdulillah. Jeanette says, grateful. I shall pray for you. Thank you very much, Jeanette. Jazakallah khair. Safina Bhatti says, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Kids are all good. May Allah give you a speedy recovery. Ameen, ya Rab. The Arabic is tiny. When you write in Arabic, it's, I don't know why. There's some kind of issue with the font here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Allah. I don't know what it says. Let me see if I can. I can't really increase the font for some reason. Allah ya'atika as-sihha wal-afiyah. That's Sayyida Samu. Thank you very much. Jazakillah khair. Ameen wa yakum jami'an. Sayyida says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shana says, subhanallah. Sayyida says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Lots of people saying that. Tufu says, assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Wa alaikum assalam. Allah yahfadhk, says Sayyida. Love Kush Sharma says, you treat your women badly. I have no idea what you're talking about. And anyway. Abdul Salam Khan says, dot. Now, there is some Turkish there, I believe. And I really don't understand that. And I'm not even going to try to read it because I don't know Turkish. Abdullah Siddiqui says, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam, ya Abdullah. Allahumma salli wa sallim, mashallah. I don't know, Sajid. Ah, it's so tiny. It's really, really tiny. They've got these 4K monitors here, and the font is absolutely tiny. I can barely make out the English, let alone the Arabic. The Arabic is even thinner. Hang on. Wait, let's try this. No, I don't know. Yeah, we moved to Windows as well. May Allah forgive us. We were on a Mac before. So I'm still getting used to this as well. Okay. Inshallah, from Auntie Chimo, praying for your speedy recovery. Ameen. Jazakallah khair. That's very nice. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Watching from Turkey, says Firoza. Nima says, very nice program. Many thanks. Abu Abdussalam. Jazakallah khair. Thank you very much. May Allah accept it. Ameen. So guys, I'm going to call it a day for tonight. We'll try and come on a little bit more often. Inshallah. Oh, hang on. Here's a settings thing. Analytics. Appearance. Here we go. Let's see if we can increase the font size. Yay! I figured it out. I can scale it. Now, how do I get back? There you go. Okay, so I have managed to increase it a little bit. Yes. So Sayyida says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, يعطيك الصحة والعافية. Okay, so it's easy. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There was one from Sajid. I can't seem to find it now. Abdullah says, I think you should stream more. Did Abdul Salam get you to say that, Abdullah? I have a feeling that he's lobbying for me to stream more. Inshallah, we'll try. We'll try. We'll definitely try. Okay, guys. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. May Allah keep you all well. And I'm your brother, Abu Abdul Salam, speaking to you live from the blessed city of Mecca. Abdullah says, no, he didn't. Okay, fair enough. I got that one wrong. Okay, assalamu alaikum. I'll see you soon, inshallah. How do you stop?